name's Ariana, and I'm 5 years old.
Ariana Reed might not have been the youngest demonstrator at the Walnut Creek Rally, but she was one of the proudest.
And tell me what your sign says.
It says, I love my brown skin.
And you made the sign?
Yeah.
And what do you love about your brown skin?
Because I don't need to put that much sunscreen, and because it's pretty.
Ariana's mother, Rosie Reed, says MLK is significant for the family.
I am here with three of my girls today because we want to celebrate the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.
Talk about your sign. You just looked at it, and I want our listeners to know what it says.
It says, white silence equals violence on one side. On the other side, there's a quote by Elie Wiesel, neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Because so often I see some of my white friends, my white family members saying, you know, I'm not political and I'm just going to stay out of it. And when you say that, what you're saying is, I don't care enough about your kids. I don't care enough about all of our kids of color to speak up against racial violence.
This Iranian-Dutch-American family brought three generations to the rally and said that the Trump administration could learn a thing or two from their family.
My name is Sharan Mirabadi. I brought my parents and my two young boys here. I think this is important for us all to be honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and all that he's done for our country, and to be supporting social justice and making all the immigrants and refugees realize that they belong here. And we're Iranian, so we have been closely following what's going on recently with the situation in Iran. And so my dad's sign says no war, and we definitely are against any kind of escalation of war.
My name is Kian, and I'm 8 years old.
Tell me what your sign says.
My sign says peace on earth with a picture of the earth.
And why do you think you're here today?
I'm here today because I want to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and show people that we have that Black Lives Matter.
And your family is Iranian American?
Yeah.
What does your grandpa's sign say?
My grandpa's sign says no war.
Why do you think that's important?
It's really likely that United States and Iran are going to have a war.
And what message would you like to send to Donald Trump if you could send him a message?
No war.
My name is Amin. Now I am concerned about your family over there and, you know, everybody else in Iran.
My name is Anya, and I'm here with my husband, my daughter, and my two grandsons.
I understand that you're Dutch, your husband's Iranian, and you said that you were raised Catholic,
yes.
Husband is Muslim, and right now we see, we have a president who tries to otherize people because of their religious identity, and here you have two different religions in your family. Mm-hmm. What could the Trump administration learn from your family?
I think it's important to be open to each other's belief and accept people for who they are.
Toy and LaShawn Wells attended the rally with their granddaughter and son-in-law.
My name is LaShawn Wells, and my sign says Hunk for Racial Justice. And I wanted to bring my granddaughter out here to let her see what our ancestors have done before us, whose backs that we stand on.
Do you live here in Contra Costa County?
I do. I live right up the street in Concord, on the border of Concord, Clayton. Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful. I remember the words of Barack Obama. Change has come, and it's going to take a lot of work, but I'm hopeful. I have the gift of faith, so I know it's going to get better.
My name is Toy Will. I think people don't realize how much injustice still stands today. I mean, it's so easy for us to think, oh, we have arrived, and it's all so much better. But we so easily forget what's still happening every day.
Talk about some things that you think are happening every day for people of color in Contra Costa County.
I think we're still not inclusive. You know, that there's still a difference. And for me personally, there's still places that I still don't feel comfortable going. And that may be my own insecurities, but I also know some things that I've experienced. And it's just like little things that we still have to think about.
Microaggression.
Yeah.
And what hope do you have for your granddaughter and her generation?
That we are seen, that she is seen for her and not for the color of her skin, but just her.
My name is London, and I'm 10 years old.
Can you tell me what your sign says?
My sign says, I am the human in human rights.
What does it mean to you?
I guess that every human has a right in this world.
And why do you think it's important for you to be here on Martin Luther King Day?
Because I'm basically speaking for myself.
You're speaking for yourself?
Uh-huh.
And what, how so?
Because I am partially black.
And even with the observance of MLK Day happening just a day before President Trump's impeachment trial is set to begin, Will McDarby, executive director of the Interfaith Council, says that no matter what the outcome, people need to remember to keep showing up for each other.
I'm here, and many other folks from the faith community are here because we want to remain faithful. But we're the ones that have to care for the folks that are traumatized in our own community, regardless of what's going on. So that's why we're here, to remind folks that they belong.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Walnut Creek.